I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned to The World. President Trump inherits a lot of foreign policy challenges, especially in the Middle East, where ISIS still has plenty of muscle. In northern Iraq, a government push to reclaim the city of Mosul is now grinding into its fourth month. Tens of thousands of people have been displaced by the fighting. And remember, that displacement comes after the trauma of living under ISIS rule for 2 years. Late last year, our correspondent Richard Hall visited the area to meet people caught up in the fighting. We'll be bringing you their stories all this week. We start off today with Richard's story of Zakra Yunus and her daughter, Huda.
I'm walking around a huge camp for displaced people from Mosul when I come across Zakra Yunus. She's standing in a long queue, waiting to collect water with a group of women who had recently escaped the city, like her. The horrors of the fighting are fresh in their minds.
How can I explain it to you? It was a genocide. There were bombs every half hour by ISIS. We left between the bullets and snipers. We survived by some divine power.
Zakra invites me into her tent. There are just a few thin mattresses and a small cooking stove. It's been a little over a week since she fled Mosul with her six children, after 2 years of living under the rule of the Islamic State. They all come into the tent and gather around us while Zakra gets ready to tell me her story. Zakra is 43 years old and has a calm and confident air. She wants to tell me all about the Mosul she knew when she was growing up.
It was beautiful, safe and calm. There were Kurds and Christians. We were all brothers and sisters. There was no difference between us.
As a young girl, Zakra was independently minded. She grew up in a conservative Sunni Muslim society, where the idea of how women should live is largely dictated by religious tradition. But she wanted to find her own way.
I was raised differently. I have ambitions. When I was 14 years old, I was already driving a trailer truck. I wasn't just a normal girl or woman. I'm smarter than that. I always liked my character, my freedom, and my independence.
A mischievous smile flashes across her face here. The sight of a young Zakra driving a pickup truck around her neighborhood in Mosul must have been something to behold. But I can see it. Zakra was 23 when she married. Her husband was a mechanic. The next period of her life followed a familiar script for women in her position. She had her first child 3 years later, Huda, a bright spark who clearly has a close relationship with her mother. Now 16, Huda has lived just 3 years of her life without any war. Over the next 6 years, Zakra had five more children. That kept her busy. But that drive and ambition she had as a young woman never left her. After she had her last child, she decided she wanted more from life.
When I married Huda's father, he was someone that was very traditional. He was a little ignorant. He didn't give me my freedom. Every time I tried to get a job, my husband would object. I had ambitions to work. I used to always say that I didn't want to sit between four walls.
Zakra was expected to stay at home and be a housewife, but she was strong-willed. She decided that she would look for work anyway. She was 40 years old. She had had enough of men telling her what to do.
I went to apply to a local radio station. They heard my voice and then tested me. The director of the station said that my voice was beautiful.
Zakra spent a few months working as a radio journalist. She reported on the traffic, religious holidays, and local goings-on about town. I asked her if she had any tape of her reporting so I could hear her radio voice. But, much like everyone else in this camp, when she escaped Mosul, she brought only the clothes on her back. In the summer of 2014, the Islamic State overran Mosul, putting an end to Zakra's short-lived dream job. When she talks about it now, there's a bitterness there.
I couldn't go to work anymore. They took the radio and TV stations. Everything. They were later saying that journalists were going to be killed.
The next 2 years of Zakra's life were miserable.
Before, we were living in freedom. We had hope in life. It was nice. We would wear whatever we wanted. We would come and go as we pleased. When ISIS came, our lives changed. It kept going from bad to worse.
Their life was put on hold. But Zakra didn't want to stand still anymore. She urged her husband to let them escape Mosul.
I tried, but my husband didn't want to. He would say that they will eventually leave. We didn't think that they were going to stay for 2 years, honestly. Can you live without your freedom? I'm asking you this question. Can you? Would you like to be under the control of someone who knows no mercy or values or morals? Can you live under such a person?
When they finally made it out, and to the camp where I now sit with Zakra and her children, she and her husband found themselves at another impasse. He wanted to go back to Mosul. He said the neighborhood was calm now, but Zakra didn't want to go back, so she made a very difficult choice.
My husband and I are not compatible, and we both agree on that. So I told him that I stayed with you all these years, 19 years together. I told him I always do as you please, but you've got us to a very bad point.
Divorce is somewhat frowned upon in Mosul, but she wasn't in Mosul anymore. They decided to part. For Zakra, this felt like a second liberation. It was as if all the chaos and death and heartbreak that ISIS brought with them had provided her this opportunity to break free. And it wasn't just for her. She looks adoringly at Huda, her eldest daughter.
To me, my daughter is not just my daughter. She's also my friend. She's everything. Of course our lives will be different. When I was young, everything was offered to me. But she didn't have that. She didn't live a life. I want her to accomplish her ambitions. I need to be there for her where no one was there for me.
Zakra and her children are living day by day now in the camp. Huda seems to have inherited her mother's optimism. She wants to be a teacher. But it struck me that one of the great ironies of Zakra's situation is that despite all her sacrifices, Huda probably won't have the same opportunities as her mother. For Zakra and Huda, the passage of time has not brought progress. Huda will have to be much tougher than her mother was, which will be quite a feat. I asked Zakra what she would do with her new freedom.
I want to continue in radio. I want to continue what I started.
And what would you report on? I asked her.
I would talk about the suffering of the displaced people. They have nothing in this cold. No heat, no clean water. These tents are not made for people to live in, honestly. It's too cold at night, and in the summer, I'm sure the sun would strike too hard. That would be the story I would tell.
For the World, Richard Hall in Gaza, Iraq.
You can see pictures of Zakra and Huda at PRI.org. We've also got lots more information about how women live in Iraq. And remember, all week we'll be following the stories of young Iraqis and how their lives have been changed by ISIS. Tomorrow, the story of a 30-year-old English teacher named Riyad from a town just outside Mosul. He remembers the day ISIS, or Daesh, came looking for his father, a colonel in the Iraqi army.
And I hear the door cracking, and I wake up and I found the house was filled with Daesh members carrying weapons, M16, AK-47, surrounding me and shout at me, "Sit down, where is your father, who are you?"
How an English teacher in northern Iraq survived 2.5 years of ISIS rule. That story tomorrow on The World.